Our next story may not be appropriate for young listeners. It's the story of what's believed to be the first lawsuit in which a woman who says she was a victim of child sex tourism sues her alleged abuser. And it's all unfolding in Minnesota's Southeast Asian Hmong community. 22-year-old Panya Vang is suing a Hmong man from Minnesota, Thea Wachu Prataya, who she says traveled to her native Laos when she was 14, lured her to the big city, raped her, forced her into a traditional Hmong marriage after she became pregnant, and then kept her in an abusive relationship in Minnesota. David Channon is court reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He first reported this story. And David, tell us more about this young woman who says she was raped. And by the way, she is naming herself. How did she say she met this man?
She was living in Laos with her family. They were living very deep in the country, farmland, more than 12 hours from the capital of Laos. The alleged perpetrator learned of her whereabouts, paid money to her family with kind of the unwritten understanding of what was going to happen once he got there, promised her she was an aspiring musician, that she was going to have a music audition, took her to a hotel. He raped her repeatedly. She managed to escape. They found where she was staying. He raped her again. And then he ended up returning back to Minnesota. She got pregnant, and he wanted custody of the child, went back to Laos, got custody of the child, and brought it back to Minnesota. And that's where the legal fights began.
Well, and that's interesting because she had to come through the sponsorship of her father. And you would ask, well, why would she come? Well, she came because he got custody of the child through this traditional marriage in Laos. So she comes here. Now, a Hmong community leader told you this kind of relationship between these very, very young girls and these older men is an open secret in Minnesota's Hmong community?
Exactly. I've covered crime for many years and knew of the issues with the cultural issues with older men and taking younger women for brides. It's very acceptable in the Hmong community. And she knew the cultural issues that she was going to be fighting, unfortunately. Even when she got back to Minnesota, the man, the alleged perpetrator, threatened to not even allow her to visit the child unless he continued to have a sexual relationship with her. At this point, that's when she came in contact with Linda Miller, who is a well-known attorney in Minnesota, dealing with human trafficking cases, particularly with children. And as she told me, she needed the perfect case. She needed the perfect victim who would be strong and had all the elements legally in her case.
So now Panya Vang is suing Thea Wachu Prataya under MASHA's law. That's a 2006 federal law that allows for children to win back damages from anyone who possesses, sells, or distributes pornographic images of them as children. And there's an aspect of the law that also allows victims to sue if they are a victim of child sex tourism. She's alleging that's what happened here. But what's been the reaction in the community?
Ms. Vang, unfortunately, has been treated as a pariah. They don't approve of what she's doing. These traditional marriages are seen as commonplace in the Hmong community, almost as though if you bring somebody back from overseas and marry them, you're actually doing them a favor by giving them potentially a better life than they had in whatever country they were in. So she will and is taking some abuse from elders and others in the community, but then she also has support of other advocacy groups in the community as well.
Well, you quote men in the community saying, well, if this were against the law, nobody would be doing it. There's no law. Is the thinking that if she is successful in this suit, they will see that there is a law?
This will be huge, especially so there's no statute of limitations, because this happened to Ms. Vang a decade ago. Criminally is hard to prove. The biggest roadblock is the victims kind of want to put this in their past. They're fearful going after the perpetrator. The Hmong community is tight. It's taboo to fight something like this. If she wins, and the legal scholars I've talked to say she's standing on very good legal ground, and a judge is close to making a ruling in this case, it will be precedent-setting, and it'll be huge. I've heard from advocates around the world since I've written this story, and they all agree that this will be just a monumental legal tool that they'll have now to go after these people.
That's David Channon, courts reporter for the Minneapolis Star-Tribune. David, thanks for bringing us the story.
Thank you so much.